you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Well, that was quick, wasn't it? Last week, I mean. It seems like it was just a day or two ago when I was doing the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show last weekend. And that was a good show, wasn't it? Huh? By the way, if you missed Chicken Boy on last week's show, you really should do yourself a favor and go to our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com, and listen to the podcast of last week's show. Of course, now wait until this week's show is over before you do that. But Chicken Boy was a scream. Well, maybe just a chuckle. Or how about a cluckle? Okay, control yourself, Randy. Chicken Boy is Joe Mohan, and he makes lures, as in fishing lures. Yeah, I know, with a name like Chicken Boy, you'd think he'd make chicken lures, right? Wow, for a minute there, I was channeling Jessica Simpson. Sorry. Just go listen to the podcast. We need the clicks. It was a hoot and a half, or maybe a cluck and a half. Anyway, I started out by saying that last week went by in a hurry, and there were a couple of very different reasons why. One was pretty serious. My wife had surgery for a skin melanoma at MD Anderson yesterday. And, of course, that's stressful for everybody in the family. It was just outpatient stuff, and she was home by last night. But anytime the doctors start throwing around the C word, you're going to get a little nervous. It's only natural. But, you know, nobody's better at this particular treatment protocol than the people at MD Anderson. When something like this happens, I'm reminded we are extremely blessed to live in a city like Houston, where we have a world-class cancer facility like MD Anderson. And those people really know what they're doing. That place runs like a well-oiled machine. So many thanks to all the people who walked us through the process. And it's probably going to turn out okay, but take the time to say a little prayer for my wife today. Cindy is her name, and our entire family thanks you in advance. And while that was certainly the most concerning thing that made the week go by fast, it wasn't the only thing that made the week go by fast. After the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show was over last Saturday, my son, my grandson, and I, along with our good friends John Shelton and his son Alex, we all piled in the SUV and headed up to Arlington for the Ohio State TCU football game that night in Jerry World, you know, Cowboy Stadium. Though, even that's not its real name, right? Yeah, its real name is AT&T Stadium, but everybody calls it Jerry World, you know, for Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys. Listen, the tickets were outrageously expensive, but the concessions were even worse. I mean, you needed to take out a small business loan just to buy a beer. Not that I was drinking any beer. You know I don't drink beer. But I saw one stand selling, I don't know, a red solo cup-sized beer for $9. $9! You could buy a whole 12-pack of beer for $9. So we stopped and ate before we went into the stadium. But even so, popcorn and bottled waters for everybody was over $30. Jeez. Then, of course, the Frogs just melted down in the third quarter and lost the game. You know, actually, up to that point in the third quarter, I thought TCU had straight up outplayed Ohio State. But simple truth is, you just can't make that many mistakes against a team as good as Ohio State and hope to win. And then we got back in the SUV and drove all night long straight back to Sugar Land. I got to bed about 4 a.m. And I taught Bible study to 9th and 10th graders at church the next morning at 11. Needless to say, I was a little bleary-eyed during Bible study. Then I was stupid enough to go home and watch the Texans get outplayed and outcoached, I might say. I was so sleep-deprived, I'm surprised I didn't fall asleep in my recliner. But unfortunately, I stayed awake for the whole game. It was a disaster befitting hurricane season, wasn't it? It was just a bad football weekend in the Hames household. I guess that goes without saying. As General George Custer said when he arrived at the pearly gates, "Oh, well, at least it's over." Maybe we should just talk about something else, you think? I did get a nice comment at church Sunday morning about the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, and it was about Chicken Boy, who I mentioned earlier. My friend at church was intrigued with Chicken Boy's concept of wrapping everything you cook in aluminum foil, you know, to keep the juices in the meat. My friend said he had tried that with brisket and ribs, but he'd never heard of doing that with other kinds of meat, especially like fish. So he said he was going to try it later that night, Sunday night. So I'll check with him tomorrow and see how it turned out and let you know. In fact, Joe, that's Chicken Boy, Joe is serving as inspiration for the topic of conversation for this week's show, in a weird, twisted manner. But then again, Joe would probably be the first to admit he is weird and twisted, too, and I just imagine he's more than a little proud of that. Yeah, despite his name, Chicken Boy, he makes fishing lures, not chicken lures, but the subject for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is chicken. Because it's National Chicken Month. And National Chicken Month is good news for everybody. Well, everybody but the chicken, of course. Let's face it, just about everybody loves chicken, right? Maybe not the animal rights activists. You know, the people who think we should all eat a steady diet of dirt. You want to drive a member of PETA crazy? Show them how to wring a chicken's neck. They'll go absolutely bunker buster on you. Have you ever wrung a chicken's neck? No, I haven't, but I have seen it done, and it's pretty graphic. But where do you think nuggets come from? A tree? You do realize every time you sing that little song, "Love that chicken from Popeyes," a mother hen dies somewhere. But hey, that's the circle of life, isn't it? I mean, this is what we call the food chain, people. And by the way, people just happen to be at the top of the food chain. So if you're one of those PETA people, just deal with it, especially on this show. We eat meat around here, and we're proud of it. We're not going to apologize for it. It's National Chicken Month, and that gives Bucket List a whole new meaning, doesn't it? You know, KFC, bucket, joke. Sorry. But fried chicken just barely scratches the surface. Or pecks at the surface, I guess. I mean, there are so many different ways to cook Big Bird. And that's what we're going to talk about today on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Cooking Big Bird. In fact, we're going to walk, or I guess in this case, strut, we're going to walk you through each of the steps involved in shopping, marinating, cooking, and eating every size chicken you can imagine. All the way from Chicken Little to Foghorn Leghorn. I say Foghorn Leghorn, boy. We're going to talk to at least two experts along the way, and we'll also talk to one of my favorite bird brains. But first, we're going to get tips on how to buy the best chicken meat from someone whose middle name is meat, Jared Poffenberger. Well, okay, maybe meat is not his middle name, but meat is his business's middle name, Belleville Meat Market. And when it comes to buying chicken meat, there is absolutely, positively nobody in the world smarter than Jared Poffenberger. He's the Albert Eggstein of chicken meat. Boy, that was bad. Oh, and yes, I will take the time to actually find out how he likes to cook chicken meat, too. Don't worry. Then we'll get some tips on making sure you've got the right cooker to grill or smoke or fry the fowl. And there's no one who knows more about outdoor cookers than Chris Goodlander at Lone Star Grills, with a Z, on I-45 North in Willis. Now, I know Chris really well, and I can tell you right now, he will have at least two different ways to cook chicken that you most assuredly want to hear about, so stick around. As a matter of fact, now that I stop and think about it, I'd be willing to bet a handful of chicken feet that both Jared and Chris will mention a recipe for chicken that includes copious amounts of beer. Just hide and watch. Or I guess, listen in this case. And you tell me if I'm not right in the end, okay? Oh, and if you've listened to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show for any length of time at all, you already know who the bird brain is, don't you? So, happy National Chicken Month. All the best to you. Unless, of course, you're the chicken. I just can't help but wonder, do chickens do the people dance at their weddings?
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
It's time to check in with our favorite meathead, and he knows I mean that with the greatest respect.
Yes.
It's Jared Poffenberger of Belleville Meat Market. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good this morning, Randy. How about yourself?
Hope you don't mind me calling you meathead.
No, I've been called lots of names in my life, and at 41 years old, my skin is pretty thick, so.
Oh, well, wait till you get to be 69, bud. Things have been hopping over at Belleville Meat Market, so let's start out by having you tell us about the HEB competition that Belleville Meat Market was chosen for.
Oh, you bet. So this was an exciting summer for us, Randy. We entered our product into this contest that HEB has. It's called the Quest for Texas Best competition. And what they do is they scour the state looking for unique products that are just outstanding, both flavor, quality, companies that have a good story behind them. And so we looked at the credentials for what they were looking for, and we thought, heck, you know what? This kind of fits what we're doing. And so we entered three of our summer sausage products into this contest.
And how did it turn out?
You bet, yeah. No, at the end of the contest, we ended up as a top 25 finalist out of 700 companies that had entered products. So we're very excited for that.
Wow, that's incredible. But we understand it goes even further than that, right? Because you've now entered into an agreement to obtain shelf space for your product in HEB stores, right?
You bet. So, you know, to just kind of add to the excitement around here, we're going to be offering our products through HEB starting sometime in November, and our customers can expect to find the original summer sausage and our jalapeno cheese summer sausage on the shelves.
Wow.
So we're just super excited about this opportunity.
As well you should be, Jared, but that's not the only way you can buy any of the high-quality meat products at Belleville Meat Market. Talk about your online product sales for a few minutes.
Yeah, you're right. We do offer our products online as well as in our retail store, but our online site is up and fully functional. It's going to have a little bit different look moving forward after October 1st. We're kind of revamping it to be a little more user-friendly, but we are going to offer all of our summer sausage products, all of our smoked sausage, all of our jerky, dry sausage, pretty much all the products that are unique to Belleville Meat Market our customers can find online, and we can ship directly to their doorstep.
So, give us your website address.
So, website address is BellevilleMeatMarket.com, all spelled out.
And you can do it all online, right?
You can do it all online. There's a couple buttons. You just click right on through to our online store. If you follow us on Facebook or on Instagram, we'll do some online promotions where you can click straight through from those sites to our online site as well.
And those addresses are simply Belleville Meat Market, right?
Yes, Belleville Meat Market on Facebook and at Belleville Meat Market on Instagram.
Very good. Now, today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is celebrating National Chicken Month, and we can't think of anybody better to ask about buying chicken than Jared Poffenberger. So start out by discussing what we should be looking for when we go to the store and we buy chicken.
So when you shop for chicken, you want a fresh chicken, of course. A lot of retailers are going to say they're fresh, but then there may be some fine print down under the little ad or promotion that says previously frozen to preserve quality or something like that.
Ah.
And that's just simply a frozen chicken. If you have the ability to find it, a fresh chicken is always the way to go, both with whole fryers and with boneless, skinless chicken breasts.
Wouldn't it be nice if there was some place I could go where I could get fresh chicken that's never been frozen? Would there be any place like that that you know of, Jared?
Well, there's a second generation meat market about an hour west of Houston called the Belleville Meat Market. You know, Randy, we only offer fresh poultry at our place, never frozen, and we've done it like that for the last 37 years. And to us, there is no substitute.
Well, let me ask you this about shopping for chicken. I see these big, huge chicken breasts. They look like a peewee football, and I think, boy, that's going to be difficult to grill without either scorching the outside or undercooking the inside. Am I overthinking this? What's the solution?
Well, with chicken breast, you definitely want to cook it to an internal temperature that deals with the freshness of it. So you want to cook that chicken breast. I believe it's 160 is what the USDA recommends.
Mm-hmm.
But now getting to that temperature really changes the finished product for you. you know, with a bigger chicken breast that's real thick, like the ones you're talking about that could weigh up to a half a pound, you know, you want to cook them a little bit slower so you don't just burn the outside of that thing and get it real dry. And with the smaller ones, you can probably throw them straight on the grill, flip them a few times, and you're right where you want to be with them.
Now, when you say cook them a little slower, you're not talking about low and slow like barbecue, but just offset a little bit. Is that right?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So indirect flame is what I'm talking about. When I cook my chicken breast, I cook them very similar to like I cook when I'm cooking steaks. You know, I'll sear them a little bit over the flame, and then I'll pull them off to the side and then just kind of close the lid about halfway and just kind of let them bake in there until we get that target internal temperature.
Okay, here's the key question now, Jared. Are you a skin on or a skin off kind of guy?
Oh, skin on. That's where all the flavor is, man. I'm a skin on, and I don't trim anything until I'm ready to eat it.
My wife cringes every time I eat the skin of a chicken. She says, that's nothing but fat. And I said, no, that's nothing but good.
That's where all the good stuff is. Whether it's chicken breast, or ribeyes, boneless sirloins, we don't trim anything if it's going to my house until we're ready to serve it.
Okay, now let's talk about some specific cooking techniques for chicken. Mm-hmm. Candidly, my family prefers grilled chicken to barbecue chicken. So what's your favorite way to grill chicken? And don't spare us details now, because this is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, after all.
Well, I'll tell you, Randy, in preparation for this conversation that you and I are having, I cooked 2 whole fryers last night for dinner for my family.
Really?
Yes. And the preferred cooking method at the Poffenberger house is beer can chicken every time.
Now, does that have more to do with the cooking technique or the beer?
You know what? I didn't have one drop of beer last night when I cooked these things. It is the cooking technique, because it's easy. And once you get your grill set up right, you can get some things done while you're cooking those chickens.
Like drinking beer.
Drinking beer, mowing the lawn, helping the wife fold clothes, whatever. You don't have to sit out there unless you just really need to, because you can always explain away the reason why you had to stand over that grill.
Okay, low and slow now is an entirely different kind of cooking technique. So let's talk about that for just a few minutes. Mm-hmm. Belleville Meat Market has its own professional-grade smokehouse on site, and you sell your own pecan-smoked barbecue menu right there on the showroom floor. So what's the cooking process there in the store for sandwiches, mm-hmm. baked potatoes, chicken, whatever it might be?
When we cook our brisket, we prefer to cook it at about 195 degrees for upwards around 15 hours. We use rotisserie-style smokers that are fired with natural pecan wood logs, so we get that nice, rich, barky smoke flavor on it. But right around 14, 15 hours, the proteins start to kind of release between the muscle fibers, and we get that nice, tender bite on the brisket. You can do them a bunch of different ways. In fact, I was taught by my father-in-law to smoke briskets. He had them where he would smoke them really low, about 180 degrees, uh-huh. for about 7 hours, and then wrap them in foil, bring the temperature up to 250, and just kind of finish them off more or less like a baking style.
Wow.
Until it was real tender. And they were really good, too. He was a competition cook-off guy and did really well with it, you know, using that style.
And you also offer barbecue by the pound, too, right?
We sure do. So we offer by the pound. We make a crazy big barbecue baked potato that's real popular. We do barbecue sandwiches as well.
And we need to make sure we mention Three Generations barbecue sauce, right?
Oh, you bet. You bet. So it's actually my great aunt. She created the recipe. My grandmother took it and actually entered into the Houston Chronicle food contest at one time or another, and ended up with some honorable mention out of it. And it had always been a barbecue sauce that we had made at the house on Sunday mornings when we were barbecuing, and never did much with it until we started cooking over here at the meat market. And we thought, heck, you know what? We've got this barbecue sauce in the family. Let's go ahead and put it in motion. And it's been very popular and a big favorite.
As usual, you give us information we can't get anywhere else, Jared. Give our best to your family, and we'll be looking for Belleville Meat Market products in our local HEB store starting soon. Good luck with that.
Thank you so much, Randy.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old plane right after this short break.
Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151. And they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike. Hi, friends. Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're always proud to welcome our good friend and our sponsor, Chris Goodlander, to the show. How you been, Chris?
Been good.
Good. And you took a vacation to the beach. Did that go well?
We have three kids under the age of five, so it was a trip, not a vacation.
A lot of people can relate to that. I think Amber told me yesterday that she needed another vacation just to rest up from vacation.
Yeah, there's a difference. Anybody that's been there knows that. That wasn't restful.
Chris and his wife own and operate Lone Star Grills on I-45 North in Willis. It is the only place to get a new grill or smoker or fire pit because you deserve the best, and that's what you're going to get every time at Lone Star Grills. And the reason why is precision is the key word. So let's start out there, Chris. Tell us about that state-of-the-art fabrication shop right there on site. What kind of machines do you have back there?
We've got several different CNC machines that make the production of these grills, just like you said, perfection. Machines that cut parts to the 1,000th of an inch tolerance. Those are the types of things that we use and utilize to make the best possible grills. You know, everybody, the consumers, they have lots of choices. We're not oblivious to the fact that our competition is pretty fierce. There's a lot of places you can go out there and buy a grill in all price points. And we try and offer something in all price points, but we really pride ourselves on the precision, the workmanship, the craftsmanship that goes into our products that we hand make right here.
Well, let's talk about that. Why is precision so important at Lone Star Grills?
Well, if anybody that's used smokers and grills and things like that, there's a wide range of quality. You can pick something up at the flea market or at a gas station or box store. But the problem without that precision is that if the doors don't fit nice and tight, they don't seal the smoke in, or they don't keep the heat in, or they're not thick enough to retain heat, well, then those are really, really difficult to use, almost impossible in some cases. So people get frustrated, and if you're frustrated, you're not going to use the grill, and that's the whole point, is to get out there and use it and enjoy that with the family and friends and make those memories that'll last a lifetime.
How many different custom combinations of cookers do you think you could forge together?
Well, I don't even know how many standard models we have. I'd say it's probably 20, 30, maybe even more. But then when you start talking about combinations, it's almost endless because we have different options for each particular grill. So you can upgrade in different ways that may suit your own personal needs, your own lifestyle, or, you know, whatever. But then beyond that, I mean, you can bring me a napkin blueprint and we'll make whatever it is you want. If we can agree upon how to do it and a price, I mean, there's really, the sky's the limit. We can custom make just about anything.
And you guys even make cooker trailers for competition cookers, right?
Competition cooks, caterers, people take these and run a business with them. So, yeah, or go to the fair, to the local cook-off, whatever the case may be, yeah.
What do you think's the most unusual request you've ever received for a custom cooker from a client, Chris?
Ooh, I don't know. There's been a lot of them. There's been some that were beyond unusual. We just had somebody the other day that wanted to turn an airplane into a smoker. A actual real airplane. I don't know. That may or may not happen. I had a gentleman once that had a patent. He actually took the time to patent it, but had never actually tried. He had an idea to make football helmets into grills so we could sell them to each individual team.
Wow.
That wasn't really practical, although it was sort of a neat idea. Then all the one that looks like a pistol, the one that looks like a bull, you know, you've seen all those and the requests for those types of things. But yeah, there's been some unusual ones.
A lot of people are familiar with the traditional offset smoker with a firebox on the side, but there are a lot of people who don't know about the insulated cabinet smokers that you build at Lone Star Grills. Tell us about those.
Yeah, a lot of people walk in here and think it's a refrigerator or a commercial smoker. It's kind of what it looks like. It looks like an old refrigerator with the stainless doors on it.
Yeah.
It's completely insulated. It's one of these things that's not necessarily brand new, but it's sort of new to the smoker world. And people that are familiar with the traditional smokers know that it's a lot of work. You've got to continually add wood to the fire. These eliminate that by being insulated. They're more efficient, and they can go 18, 20, 30 hours without having to add fuel.
Wow.
So more of a set-it-and-forget-it type smoker.
Wow. And one of the best things about Lone Star Grills is their ability to deliver those cookers anywhere. How about financing? Do you have financing at Lone Star Grills, Chris?
We do have financing that's available. Actually, right now we have one financing program that's available to anybody in the U.S., and we're working on a second finance program that will be even a little bit better terms that's available for Texas residents.
Today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is celebrating September as National Chicken Month. So let's talk about how you like to cook chicken in the Goodlander household. We'll start off with the easiest one, grilling.
Well, probably one of our favorites is grilled chicken wings at our house. It's simple. It's easy. Your favorite seasoning rub. Throw it on there. You can buy pre-bottled sauces and sauce it at the end. The all-time easiest and probably one of the coolest things when people first start grilling and cooking is the beer can chicken. I mean, that's almost foolproof. You can't mess that up. So you can cook the whole chicken perfectly tender and juicy with the beer can, just like it name implies, beer can chicken or beer butt chicken. You can kind of use your imagination where the can goes and how that works, but that's for any beginner wanting to get out there and do that, that's literally the easiest thing to do.
What's the best cooker for grilling chicken?
I guess that's up for debate, and, you know, everybody'd have their own opinion. I prefer a charcoal grill if I'm going to do the beer can chicken or the wings. If I'm going to do quarters, chicken quarters, then sometimes I like to smoke those in an offset smoker.
Well, let's talk about offset smokers, because low and slow is a really popular way to make chicken.
Sure.
So give us your favorite recipe for barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken, simple. I like the chicken quarters. That way you've got the dark meat. There's more flavor in the dark meat. Again, your favorite rub on the outside. Throw it in there at about 275 degrees. And I like it when it's done at about 180 internal temperature.
And again, what's the best cooker for low and slow chicken?
Well, offset smoker, you can use a charcoal grill, but you don't want to be directly over the heat. So if you've got any kind of charcoal grill, you build your fire on one side, put your chicken to the other, or the offset smoker where your fire is actually offset from the food.
Now, does Lone Star Grills also offer those deep fat fryers and the boiler units for crawfish boils in the backyard?
Sure. Yeah, we've got a couple options for those things.
Have you ever tried frying chicken in one of those units before, Chris?
I personally haven't fried chicken in them, but there's no reason why you couldn't.
Now, you told me an interesting story before we came on the air about deep fat frying a turkey.
Yes, I've tried that a couple times, and I've done it successfully a couple times. We tried it once while on vacation in the mountains, and things work a little differently at 10,000 feet than they do at sea level. We we nearly burnt down a rental home. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We thought it'd be a good idea to haul the fryer up there for Thanksgiving, and it's just, we're not going to do that again. We'll do traditional turkey from now on.
And most people who have not visited Lone Star Grills don't realize you guys even fabricate woks for the patio, large and small. And I seem to remember you telling me they were especially effective for fajitas. Is that right?
Sure. That's, as far as I can remember that I've been in business, guys that have worked for me have brought in the old plow discs, and they'll weld up the holes in the bottom, grind them down, and take them home and use them as a discada, traditional way of cooking. So we started making those burners that you were referring to earlier and offer that wok, and it's essentially the same thing. It's just a wok. Everybody knows what that looks like. But for fajitas, it's phenomenal. You can throw your vegetables in there and saute them, and then you can pull them up off of the center, let them up on the side where they stay warm, and then you cook your meat in the middle of it.
And I even seem to remember you talking about putting the tortillas on the outer rim of the wok to keep them warm at the same time.
Exactly right. At the very edge of that rim, then you throw all your tortillas up there and keep them warm or heat them up. So, yeah, absolutely.
And, of course, Lone Star Grills also carries a line of commercial cookers, some of the biggest brand names around. What are they, Chris?
Fire Magic, Lynx, Blaze. We're getting ready to bring in Alfresco, which is also an American-made product.
Cool.
So we try and carry those high-end ones that are made in the USA. We're big believers in that.
It's always a pleasure to host Chris Goodlander of Lone Star Grills with a Z on I-45 North in Willis on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Give us exact directions to get to your place, Chris.
From Houston, exit 102. Make a U-turn, head back south on the feeder road, and we're about a mile and a half on the right-hand side.
I'm an old guy. I like to use a phone. What's your phone number?
936-344-6151.
And your website?
LoneStarGrillsWithAZ.com.
All the best to Amber and the boys, Chris. We look forward to our next visit, buddy.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market. Just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames for Lone Star Grills with a Z. Lone Star Grills builds custom smokers, barbecue pits, fire pits, trailer pits, mobile barbecue pits, and more. All in their state-of-the-art computer-controlled fabrication shop manned by skilled craftsmen. Amber and Chris Goodlander meet every customer and every customer's needs. Don't see what you want? They'll custom build it for you. No converted oil drums here. Lone Star Grill's fully tooled on-site fabrication shop can construct anything in steel, stainless steel, or aluminum with flawless precision and the highest quality workmanship every time. Lone Star Grills also has Big Green Eggs, pellet smokers and grills, plus a full line of high-quality made-in-the-USA gas grills and all the accessories. Check out their showroom on I-45 in Willis or call 936-344-6151, and they ship cookers all over the world from their website, LoneStarGrills.com. You spell grills with a Z, but you'll give them an A-plus every time. Lone Star Grills, you deserve the best. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas, but they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
We're celebrating National Chicken Month, so in this last segment, it's only appropriate that we should talk to a man I consider to be the exact opposite of a chicken. In fact, he's one of the bravest people I know. He's my old buddy from the Hudson and Harrigan Show, Fred Olson. How you doing, buddy?
Doing fine, man. I tell you what, it's beautiful. The season is changing. I think people's attitudes are changing because we've sweated long enough.
Well, now, I've called you one of the bravest men I've ever known because you have never been afraid to attempt things that were daunting to me, like scuba diving.
Yeah.
What inspired you to do scuba diving, Fred?
I was in Hawaii years ago, and I tried it in the pool, and I went, I like this. So then I went and got certified and dove in a few places, and it's kind of a neat thing to really feel that free to float and drift down about, you know, to about 100 feet, just kind of level off and just sit there and look around you and feel really, really, really small in God's great big creation, you know?
Yeah. So where are some of the most interesting places you've ever scuba dived?
One of my favorites is off Cayman. It's called Double Drop. And you go down to 50 feet, but you look over the edge and it drops off, I don't know, 1,000 whatever feet. It's part of the...
Whoa.
Yeah, part of the... what's the reef I'm thinking of? Hello, mind block. But yeah, and you can just sit there. And the thing about scuba is you have, of course, your vest, and you get to neutral buoyancy, which means you just float.
Hmm.
You can literally float at 50 feet and just look over this edge and go, wow, and just tingle because it drops off into total darkness. You know, like one of those scenes from Hunt for Red October, one of those kind of deals.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of fun. Yeah, I really haven't done it in a while. I found my sinuses, you know, down about 50 feet started to give me issues.
Are you still certified?
No, I haven't been diving in years. I mow for a living now, so...
So we should have addressed this during last week's show on seafood. Have you ever spearfished while you went scuba diving?
No, but I will tell you a real neat thing you talk about was in Belize, which was Ambergris Key. And they said, we're going to go fishing out in the boat. And I went, well, that didn't sound like as much fun. We go out and he goes, no, we're going to go out and get lobster.
Huh.
Okay. But they would give us a gaff and you know, snorkel and fins. You didn't scuba. You dive over the boat. You go down about 10, 12, 15 feet. There's going to be a piece of tin that's sitting on cinder blocks about a foot and a half or so off the bottom. And there'll be lobsters under there. And I go, then what? He goes, well, you gaff one and bring it up. And I went, okay. Deep breath. Bloop, swim down. And these lobsters. And you get under there and you bring them up. And you go, this is amazing. Then we went to over by a place called Lighthouse near Ambergris Key. And they got coconut husks and things. And then they have a mixture of Hanano beer and mayonnaise, whatever. And they steam them in that over this real hot coconut husk fire. So that was kind of a neat thing. But that's about as close as I've come to spearing anything. I actually hooked lobsters down there.
Another adventure Fred ventured into was learning how to ride cutting horses. Tell us that story.
That was funny. Because I was not a horseman to begin with.
Me neither. I could fall off them real well.
You know, the horse was smarter than I was. Let's just put it that way. And cutting horse people go, yeah, he's right. But yeah, I just kind of held on and tried to look like I knew what I was doing. But mostly the horse was, they gave me a good horse. Come on. If you get a good cutting horse, you can really do a lot. I've got a friend out here who just loves cutting. He's got some horses, and he's good at it. He's got his buckles for doing that stuff. And
yep.
And I just did it. Remember, it was celebrity. And I went, I'll do it, you know. Like my mother said, never volunteer, but that I never got that message.
And I know you enjoyed climbing mountains and skiing, but I've actually done those things myself, albeit very poorly. But what's the most challenging mountain sport you ever tried?
The most challenging one was of all that. I was blessed to go there with my stepson, Michael, and Beverly. Peru, part of the Inca Trail. It's very high up there, and those Incas were not very tall people, so the steps are really kind of, I don't know how they did it. I have no idea how they lived on those mountainsides. So we climbed. We did a good part of the Inca Trail, Michael and I did. Hauling butt up those. It was actually, remember when the Super Bowl was in Houston years ago? Remember the wardrobe malfunction?
Yes.
That's when we were in Peru. We were in Machu Picchu up there, and behind there is called Inca Trail. It goes up to some pretty tall places, but it steps along the way, but they are so steep. And when you're coming back after hiking for hours, you know you've got these huge obstacles in your way. And you go, are you dreading it? You're just dreading. You go, my legs are going to give out, and I'm just going to fall off the edge, and they'll never see me again. And that was a challenging day for me, but I'm still alive.
And then there's jumping out of airplanes. Didn't you jump out of a perfectly good airplane that was in absolutely no danger of crashing?
That was a bar bet, yes.
And how did that go?
It was fine. It was great. I really enjoyed it. Didn't have time to do it again that same day. But yeah, they train you. You know, the training, or you jump off a elevated area and you roll. But we use those old what they call paracommanders. You know, the ones you see like in World War II movies, where it's got a little slit in the side. I'm not these new para wings they've got that are so fabulous. You can come down and stand up. You know, these were the old paracommanders, and you had a little Velcro strap thing on each side, and you'd loosen that up, and you'd literally guide yourself down with this thing.
Hmm.
You know, if you pull left, you go left. to go right. And then you kept your eye on the horizon, and when you hit the ground, you try to do it as lightly as possible and roll.
Well, needless to say, Fred is no chicken. But we all love to eat chicken, except my daughter-in-law, who has somehow, some way adopted a vegetarian diet. So bird is the word today, Fred. I know you and Bev try to eat healthy. So chicken is probably a meat mainstay. And is that a good play on words?
It's we still eat quite a bit of beef, and I did a pork shoulder a couple weeks ago. But yeah, we love chicken, y'all. Like getting those chicken thighs.
Uh-huh.
And just simple. I mean, pepper and like seasoned salt, real simple. And put them in the oven and then use probably wild rice with them. I get Minnesota wild rice. I love those things. It's so good. And when I cook up the rice, I use a little bit of chicken bouillon, a couple teaspoons of that with 2 cups of water, and then I cook up some rice with that. Isn't it funny? The more simple you make chicken, I think sometimes the better it is.
That's an interesting thought.
There's King Ranch chicken, right? You can do King Ranch chicken casserole. There's
tell us that recipe.
Well, that's really long and involved. Bev made it the other day, and she didn't like it. She made it for the Christian Women's Organization. She goes, I think it was too runny. If there's some left, then maybe it wasn't quite perfect. So,
So do you gravitate to white meat or dark meat most often?
Oh, I love it. The chicken thighs. I like that because it's juicy.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Now, my wife wants breasts. She wants the chicken breast. She says, oh, but it's more lean. There's too much fat in dark meat. But I love the juice in the dark meat.
Yeah, I do too. But yeah, chicken breast, if done right, it's just really good. Yeah. I mean, there are times when we've brined them. You brine them in a salt brine. And sometimes that really makes the meat even more tender when you cook it up. So, yeah, I like chicken all the way around. I like it fried. We went to a buffet after church yesterday here in Columbus, and I looked at that big mound of fried chicken. I went, no, I really want it, but I won't stop.
Was that Schobel's? Did you go to Schobel's?
Yeah. In fact, I looked at those three numbers. Let's see, was it 14, 19, and 21? The Schobel boys from TCU?
Yeah. I don't know about the numbers, but it was Aaron, Bo, and Matt.
I wish they'd come out of retirement and play for the Texans. That'd be cool.
Yeah, boy, we need them. Let's talk a little sports. Listeners get really upset.
Oof.
When we don't talk about sports some, too. So, obviously, the Texans were a huge disappointment. What do you think?
Well, Tennessee was playing without how many people? Their quarterback? I mean, Blaine Gabbert, we used to eat him for breakfast and lunch and dinner.
And both tackles were out.
Yeah. And they looked just really out of sync. But I tell you, Will Fuller was a bright spot.
He was.
Whew. Yeah, but the rest of it, not so much. They gained a lot of yards on the ground, but it just didn't seem to matter. Our kicking game.
Yeah,
there's that. But hey, no reason to panic. Not till next week. Now, who do we play next week? I've forgotten. Who do we play?
Oh, it's the Giants. We're playing the Giants in NRG Stadium.
Oh, it's Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, there's a good thought.
Hey, that guy is something. You watch him in that Cowboy game? I mean, he's got some skills, some movement that just left him gasping. But
and how old is Eli Manning anyway?
I think he's 65. Well, hopefully we can beat up the old man.
And I texted you from the game last Saturday night when my beloved TCU Horned Frogs played Ohio State and Jerry World. Did you watch the game?
I didn't see it all. I was actually in transit. I was coming back from an Emmaus meeting up in Centerville. But I thought, oh, they're ahead. This is awesome. This is great. And then it wasn't so great. And
no.
And I went, oh, he's there. They're sitting there at Jarrah's house.
It was a long drive back in the middle of the night, Fred.
Ooh, but you are so dedicated to TCU. Man, I love that. I mean, that's a real fan.
Yeah.
Win, lose, or draw. You'll drive the miles and love on your team. And that's special.
Well, he's Fred Olsen. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but he's darn close to it in my book. I love you, pal.
Hey, I'm going to send you $5 for saying that.
Love to Bev. Let's talk next week, okay?
Let's do it.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.